All the major Republican candidates for president were in Orlando over the weekend for the GOP's Sunshine Summit. WSF's Steve Newborn reports that Donald Trump still seems to be resonating with lots of voters, but the others are getting a lot of attention, too.
Judy Falkenthal of Sarasota had been a little worried about one of her favorite candidates for president, but she was relieved after seeing former Governor Jeb Bush take the stage.
Well, I thought he was fired up. I think he is. He has the fire now. He's ready to go.
Fellow Sarasota resident Carol Caprio sported a Marco Rubio button. Right now, she's torn between the two Floridians.
Marco's young and dynamic, very inspirational, and I think he could get the job done too. I like Jeb as well. I mean, they're all good. To tell you the truth, it's a hard decision to make, and we have our primary in March, so we have plenty of time to make up our mind, but I think any one of them would do a great job.
Caprio also heard frontrunners Ben Carson and Donald Trump, but she thinks they might be a worthy addition to the cabinet, serving someone else as president. But Trump still trumps the other candidates, says Danielle Anderson of Palm Coast. That is, until she heard Carson on the stage.
Ben Carson was pretty amazing. I have never heard him speak, and that was what he said really hits home.
But she says it was another candidate who wowed the crowd.
I'm going to have to say Ted Cruz. He had a really, really great reception, just really energized the crowd. And just seeing Carson, it was about the same. So those two speakers really knocked it out of the park today.
But you're still backing Trump after hearing everything you did today?
As of right now, I think Trump can handle it on a global scale.
As of right now, the polls say so do a majority of Florida's Republican voters. Reporting from Orlando, Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.